Okay, here's the deal. A bill that would require cursive writing to be taught in all Indiana schools passed the state Senate on Monday, 38-11. The Senate Bill 8 will now move to the House of Representatives. And apparently what it is, it's going to be a cursive writing bill. And they're saying that they've surveyed teachers, principals, and superintendents, and other governing bodies right here in Indiana. And they're saying that about 70% of those people say it'd be good if we would teach cursive in school. But apparently, I guess only about 20% of schools in Indiana across the entire state do cursive.
That's sad.
Okay, now it's interesting you say that. You need to know how to read and write, and I'll be honest, it's not funny. I'm working on it personally, like an after thing online at home. My grammar's terrible. My writing doesn't look that good either. But I can do cursive. I understand the concept of it, but why do we need to learn cursive? Like, do you think that we should bring cursive to all kids in schools? Like, it should be brought back?
Yeah, I think cursive is important because when it comes to having a signature, it's very you want to have a signature that it's not easy to copy for, like, super classified documents or, like, special things, you know, that you sign. And when you write in cursive, it's a lot harder to copy somebody's signature than it is if they were printing. And it also, I think, like, it adds to just having, like, pretty penmanship.
How often are you writing your signature on something really important? Because I'll tell you,
constantly.
I write my signature about once or twice a week when we go out to eat somewhere, like Cracker Barrel.
Every single time you use a debit card or whatever you sign.
Do you know what I do? I do this. I because my name's, you know, Joe Pesh. I do a J and a P. Go ahead, steal my identity.
Anytime
there's nothing there.
If you're signing a lease or you're buying a car or you are writing a check, if you have
Who
to do that.
Who writes checks?
Not a lot of people, but, I mean, I don't, but there are some places, depending on what the bill is, some companies do require a check.
Producer MYK, do you think that's something important that we should actually, like, make sure that all kids in Indiana know how to write cursive? Because I think it's a big waste.
I think she's right. You need to learn, you need to learn it. You'll never use it. You need to learn, like, you know, I guess algebra and all that stuff too, but you're never going to use it.
You need to learn cursive so that if you get Johnny Goshed, you have a unique signature so you can write your name on a dollar bill and nobody can deny that it is your signature.
What a waste. Okay, well, my question is this. Besides cursive, so you guys obviously think this is a good idea.
Yeah, you don't have to learn it for the whole year. You just need to learn how to do it.
Just do your name. How about that? Just learn your name and that's all you have to. Just if you can learn a signature.
Well, you got to learn the alphabet, but...
Oh,
yeah.
What a waste. Okay, well, my whole thing was this. Maybe they do that. But aren't there other classes that you wish in general in life, things that you should know or learn about? For me, I wish I knew how to do laundry.
I do think that home ec classes, if we're going to have to choose between learning cursive or just having a basic home ec class, home ec should be a number one priority.
What about cooking?
Yeah, that's included.
Like cooking and all that stuff?
Home ec includes...
That's important.
My home ec class included cooking, cleaning, sewing... Laundry, all of that.
I mean, producer MYK, would you feel like that you know how to make a couple of different meals, for example, how to cook, or no? Is it all frozen food?
No, I figured it out.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I don't know that much. And Alex, I know you don't cook that much. If you do, you make like a peanut butter sandwich or jelly sandwich, right?
I think, yeah, pretty much. I think that it's important to do, you know, when I say home ec, I mean just like a life trades class. Like learn how to negotiate a salary, learn how to do a really good interview for a job, learn how to tie a tie for guys. Like there's a lot of things that I feel like guys don't know or girls don't know that are important in everyday life that, yeah, are more important than algebra. I haven't used algebra once since I've graduated.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you think?
I think there should be a class where you learn how to do your taxes and like what a W-2 or W-9 or
all of them.
WWF,
like all those. I think those are good points right there. And it's stuff like you bring up the interview. Like nobody knows how to do an interview unless your mother or father or some family member or friend taught you how to do that kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, we talked about that with Liv at this time yesterday. So Casey agrees with you, Liv. She just messaged us on Radio 100.9 Facebook. She said, I wish schools would teach how to file taxes and how to apply for mortgage. Yeah. Why are we not teaching those things? It's so much more important than the Cadbury Tales or whatever the heck that is that you learn.
They teach you about eggs? What? No.
Whatever that is.
What about learning about an actual like basic budget? Just like, okay, this is how much money I bring in this month. These are my bills, my expenses. I'm as an adult man finally like getting that figured out. And the only reason I really learned that is because my parents suck so bad at finances.
Yeah, had a budget for sure.
And I was like, I don't want to be like that.
Clearly I need that.
Yeah. Would you follow it though? No.
I don't know. I hate it. Like, I want to get married and just, like, let my husband deal with it. And then he can give me an allowance.
What if he dies, though?
Well, then I'm going to have to find a new one.
Okay. Well, then there should be a class, how to find a rich husband. You would have taken that one.
Not a rich husband. I don't mind making the most money. Honestly, with my job, I probably will. And unless I marry a doctor or lawyer, I probably will be making more money than whoever I marry. So I don't care about that. But I do want them to be in charge of finances because I hate it, number one. And number two, I'm bad at it.
See, I'm lucky. I got my wife taking care of everything. I'm like, here, take all my money. But strangely, like, all these Amazon packages arrive, so I don't know what we're actually spending it on. If you got any suggestions of classes that you'd like, hey, they should be teaching this, let us know. Joan Alex Show on Twitter.